This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Jenny Sanchez, and today we welcome Barbia Williams, dance maker, choreographer, entrepreneur, and cultural practitioner. Thank you, Barbia, for being with us today on Artist Stories.
Thank you for having me, Janae. It's an honor and also just the wonder to be a part of some of the wonderful work that the Arts Foundation is producing here in Southern Arizona.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's jump in. Can you just start by telling us about yourself and your backstory? How did you get to this moment?
I have to always recognize my ancestors. My grandmother, who was an English teacher, who introduced us to poetry at its finest, and her only daughter, my Auntie B, who I'm named after, right? Beatriz, and my oldest sister, her godmother, Barbara Carter. So that's where that Barbia comes from, right? And she was my aunt, Auntie B. She was a famous actress, singer, dancer, just amazing artist. And we spend our summers often, my father would drive to New York to start on Broadway, to off Broadway, to off Broadway, to see some of her productions. And my mother also, who is a, or was a music major. She was a pianist, sang, danced. She was a ballroom dancer. So I have to give it up to definitely those that in my immediate family and also the community south side of Chicago specifically that I was born and raised in, then a specific area called Bronzeville that produced so many fine artists. If they weren't born there, they were raised there. If they weren't raised there, they performed there and they were part of that community. And this part of our story, that backstory, I'm gonna call evolution. This is my evolution.
I love that. Oh, what a rich history. And it just sounds like you grew up with amazing, strong, creative females. I can't wait to learn more about how all of that inspiration is now here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Barbia, what really drives you as an artist? What is your artistic root?
My artistic root, again, is a part of that backstory. When I was old enough to venture out on my own, we went to the lakefront and we were definitely raised by Lake Michigan. And it was the sound of the drums. It was our ancestors, my ancestors, that were reconnecting us. They were calling us to the waters. And they said, this is who you are. This is who you need to be. So I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of that group of people that were chosen to reconnect us and our culture and our people to our ancestral history and legacy. There was a man there, his name was Atu, and he created what was called, is called the Sun Drummer. Even though this was a multitude of people, the drums are one. When we talk about those polyrhythms and how they all play and overlap and intersect, they are one. And as dancers, we become a part of that one. So that was what was my initial, and they did their job. I have to say that. Yeah. They weren't playing around. They connected me, that heartbeat. They said, Barbia, you know, you're a part of this. This is who you are. And wherever you go, you know, you carry this and take this with you and you connect others to it. So again, I've been very fortunate, very blessed, Janae, to again be a part of that artistic legacy in the state of Arizona specifically.
Thank you, Barbia. We appreciate your time and bringing so much energy, love, and poetry into this world and into this podcast.
Well, come and see us dance.
Oh, I will.
Peace and blessings.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.